Okay. Well, continuation of our discussion from last week, which we began defining or redefining the concept of bitachon. Bitachon really does not mean trusting that Hashem will make things turn out XYZ in the way that I picture. That, as we've seen, the Chazon Ish says that's called nevuah. It's a different category called nevuah. When you have an idea of what Hashem will do, that is an issue of nevuah. That has nothing to do with bitachon. Bitachon is, to use both the Chazon Ish's term and the Chovetz Chaim's term, is A, the realization that Hashem's control of everything applies to you too, and B, the absolute sense of security that you are in the hands of someone who's caring for you, can do it in the best way possible, is not limited at all, and has a better idea of what's better for you than you do. So if we consider this, we can move on to the next stage of the discussion, which will present two flip sides of bitachon. The Chazon Ish says that once we understand that this is the essence of bitachon, then really, the practical implications will be two things. First of all, let's say chas v'shalom. Let's take the example of a person who's sick, chas v'shalom. We started redefining bitachon. We said that perhaps the person might naturally think that bitachon means, I trust I will get better. That we discarded. So that would be in the gather of nevuah. As long as you're not a Navi, there's no such thing. What it means is trusting that you're in Hashem's hands. Yet, there will be a difference between your estimate of what the future holds and a person without bitachon. Besides just the fact that a person without bitachon will feel panicky, will feel at a loss. Whereas the person with bitachon feels perfectly secure because he says, I don't know what the future holds, but I know that it's going to be fine, whatever it is, because the one planning things knows better than me and is capable. That's going to be one obvious difference, the stress level. And that's the main difference. Like the Chovetz Chaim said, the essential definition of bitachon is that feeling of security. But there will be another nafka mina. The person who's not a Baal bitachon will be going solely by the prognosis. That is, the doctors say, let's say, that he has a 35% chance recovery, chas v'shalom. In his mind, he has a 35% chance of recovery. But when a person has full faith that his fate is only in Hashem's hands, while he has no idea what Hashem is going to do, he has no reason to set the chances at 35%. The Chazon Ish says, in this person's mind, the chances are 50-50. It'll always be simply depending on whether Hashem decides yes or no. The professional prognosis, the professional percentages are not an issue here. I'm sorry?
Is there a question of Kumba Asay from Hashem over to Sheva Al Tasa? When someone is a healthy person, he doesn't have to rely on an ace to get better. There's a 2% prognosis for recovery. At that point, a Hashem will sort of have to Megala his ace to help him. That would make a difference in the 50-50. Always look at a 50-50 regardless of the person's health?
You're saying if a person is healthy, would he have to look at it as 50-50? No. No, we're talking about a person who is facing some unclear situation. Just the difference is going to be that whereas with a normal person, the way he faces the situation will depend on the realistic, so to speak, percentages, the Baal Bitachon will always view it as 50-50. The healthy person has a different aspect of Bitachon that we'll get to. Be'ezus Hashem. Okay. Now, this obviously should be applied to any other area too. Now, sometimes this is not exactly so, because a person realizes that Hashem is putting him into a certain situation so that he should feel that he's up against something rough. Hashem wants you to feel that you're in danger. But again, what's the focus going to be? Is the focus going to be so that now I have to grasp at every last straw? Or is the focus going to be that if Hashem is putting me into this situation, apparently He wants more intense tefillas on my part? Now here, we have to stress, Bezras Hashem, I think that the subject of Ishtadlus will be next week, which also has to be well understood. But here we'll stress that this will be also an Afkamina. While Ishtadlus will definitely be an important part of the picture here, the Chazon Yish says at the same time, the desperation of the Baal Bitochon will only be focused at the fact that Hashem is showing me that He's tipping scales against me. And therefore, I better intensify. He's obviously demanding more. His desperation will be channeled also in the direction of that realization that it's a question of what Hashem decides for me, and Hashem is giving indications that I'm not in such good standing. It won't be more focused and ishtadlus. Ishtadlus you have to go about in a logical way, but without a sense of desperation. As far as the physical ishtadlus goes, you might be doing the same ishtadlus as the other guy. But the difference will be, where is your desperation? Whereas the person without bitachon will throw all his desperation into the material ishtadlus, feeling that this is what is going to make it or break it. The Baal Bitachon figures out a logical plan. He probably, in many cases, will probably perform better from the material perspective. He figures out a logical plan. There's no need to get desperate here, because it's anyways already decided, or being decided, but it's not going to depend on the ishtadlus per se. I have to handle things responsibly, for reasons that we'll discuss. But where will my desperation be focused? It'll be focused on my spiritual efforts to try to turn the tides of Hashem's indication that things are a bit against me. So again, that's in a situation where a person sees what we'll call cherev chado munachas al tzavoi shel adam. There's a sword on somebody's neck, figuratively. But otherwise, the approach will often be a little more chances, a little less chances. That's not what's going to make the difference. It's simply a question of what will Hashem decide. And therefore, my primary ishtadlus will be into making sure I'm going to get the best decision from Hashem. The making sure if there are areas that need to be improved, that I'll improve them. So therefore, if we'll sum up this aspect of it, the differences between a Baal Bitachon and a non-Baal Bitachon will not usually lie in the ishtadlus. The ishtadlus will be the same for both people. The question is A, the stress level. B, how do you relate to the chances? Do you relate to it as, well, the doctors say, and therefore I'm subject to those statistics? Or will you relate to it as, what message is Hashem giving me? Sometimes 50-50. Sometimes Hashem is demanding more intense efforts. Now, this is when you're still wondering how things are going to play out. But the way the Chazon Ish puts it is, there's the bitachon before it actually plays out, and then there's the bitachon afterwards. Okay, in the case of a sickness, when we're talking about a person who's wondering whether he's going to recover or not, it's one thing. But let's say it's a case of hoping you're going to get a certain job. And so again, you know that there are four other candidates for the job. But, so it's not, that doesn't equal 20% for you. That equals, well, it's 50-50. What will Hashem decide? If they're older Baal Bitachon, then you have to factor that in too. I don't know how we factor that in. Let's assume you're competing against four guys. It's a 50-50 chance. Does Hashem want you to get the job or not? The next stage of Bitachon comes either when you do get the job or when you don't get the job. Here's the two sides of the coin. Let's say you did not get the job, or your fears materialized. It did not work out in the way you would have considered favorable. Here's where the next stage of Bitachon comes. The Bitachon simply continues now. As we said last week, we won't say, well, in this case, my Bitachon didn't materialize. Because then you're going back to the Nevuah concept. I trusted that Hashem would work it out in a certain way, but Hashem never told you He would. So here you move on to the stage of Bitachon of focusing now. Before you were focusing on a few more aspects of Bitachon. Now it becomes easier. Before you're focusing on Hashem can do anything, etc., etc. Now you're focusing on just one thing. Hashem knows better for me what's best for me. He knows better than me what's better for me. And therefore, Bitachon doesn't stop after it failed. It didn't fail. The next stage of Bitachon is the realization that this was the best thing for me. So the Chovas Alvavas is actually interesting that elsewhere, not in Shara Bitochen, Shara Avodas Elokim, he seems to break Bitochen down into three parts. He says that element number one is, sorry, I lost it. Element number one is bitoyach b'Hashem. You have to trust Hashem. Element number two is vehi maser elav. Put yourself into His hands. Element number three is uritzoy spigzeirase, and accept His decrees. So understand that this is actually guiding us through this process. You're at the stage where you're not sure how it's going to play out, whether it's a sickness, a job, whatever it is. So the approach is not, you trust Hashem, that's stage number one. But what does trust mean? Trust that I'm going to tell Hashem how it should play out and I trust it'll do that? No. V'hi maser elav. You put yourself into His hands, meaning you tell Hashem, I trust you. Not to do what I want, but I trust you to make the decision. I put the decision into Hashem's hands too. Now I'm not telling Hashem, don't let me down. That's a chutzpah. I'm telling Hashem, I'm putting myself into your hands. In other words, you make the decision. I'm putting the decision into your hands, not just my trust. And number three is Ritzoy Spigzeirosei. When Hashem does render His decision, you remain with your bitachin. And you say, okay, if beforehand I believe that you know best for me and that's what you're going to do, I still believe that you know best what's good for me and that that's what you do. So therefore, bitachin, to sum up, is at the stage of uncertainty and at the stage of certainty. It's the before and the after bitachin. Beforehand is against that full feeling that it doesn't matter what the externally, what the indications show from the material perspective. It only depends on what Hashem's going to decide. There, I might have some ishtadlis to do in putting myself in position for a better decision. Or maybe not. Maybe it's best for you that it be that you don't get the job. And then the afterwards is the realization that at the end of the day, Hashem knows best. The next subject we'll have to discuss is, and this is Mamish Bitochen in a nutshell, but Bezal Hashem, the next subject we'll have to discuss is Hishtadlis. Oh, so that we'll have to save for next week at this point. I thought I would get it in this week. What happens if it does work? You need Bitochen them too. We'll see.